Well, in Donald Trump's 100-day action plan, which he laid out in October in a speech at Gettysburg, he said that on his first day in office, after canceling every executive order issued by President Obama, he would begin the process of selecting a new Supreme Court justice from one of the 20 on his list. What is ahead for the court? Dahlia Lithwick covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Robin.
And when Justice Scalia died last February, Donald Trump was one of the first to call for stonewalling President Obama's nominee. Remember, he said it's called delay, delay, delay. More recently, some Republicans were saying out loud, well, you know, if Clinton wins, maybe we don't need a new justice. We can just go along with eight. Now we might get one with a Republican Congress very quickly under Donald Trump. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there was a really interesting split in the last few weeks where Senate Republicans, particularly ones in tight races, Robin, were saying two very different things. We heard some senators, John McCain, Richard Burr, saying, you know what, let's stonewall for a long, long time. We heard Ted Cruz saying, hey, eight is enough, seven might be better. And then we heard, as you say, people like Jeff Flake, even Chuck Grassley saying, we're not going to stonewall forever. Let's get this done. And so I think even within Senate Republicans, there was a little bit of off messaging about how long they were going to keep this seat empty under Hillary Clinton. As you say, that all goes away because now we get to put up one of Donald Trump's judges. And more pointedly, having lost the Senate, the Democrats can't do anything to stop it. So I think really that 9 months of stonewalling really, really paid off for Republicans in the Senate and for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem to have hurt them at all, even though I think since 1900, the Senate has never failed to confirm a Supreme Court nominee in a presidential election year. So transparently because of an impending election. So Trump has released this short list of potential nominees, 20, most judges, and then one senator, Utah Republican Mike Lee. Is there a sense of who this appointee would be?
Well, he did it in two shifts. And first of all, we have to point out how deeply strange it is to get a menu from a presidential nominee who's like, here, I'm going to pick one of these. That doesn't often happen. But he put out initially a list of 11 potential picks. They were all white. They were almost all men. And interestingly, there was no one from the sort of inside the beltway, you know, his drain the swamp way of thinking about things. And so really important, I think, conservative legal actors like Paul Clement, former Solicitor General, Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals were actually left off this list. This was a list of outsiders. He added 10 more names, I think, attempting to have some women and a little bit of racial diversity. So he added some more names in September. But it's also worth pointing out that even as he gave us this menu, Trump was quick to say, this is just a guide. This is not actually a comprehensive list of my picks. These are the kind of folks I want. And it does raise the question that maybe he's going to pull a kind of George W. Bush, Harriet Meyer switcheroo, where having put up these very anti-choice, very pro-gun, you know, very, very by-the-book conservative legal actors, he may, in fact, just do something completely wacky and surprise everyone. Certainly, he left that opening.
That list came out when he was trying to convince conservatives that he was one of them, a constitutionalist. Well, you said some Republicans are saying, hey, eight's fine, seven may be better. You have three justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had a big spat with Donald Trump recently, Anthony Kennedy, 80, Stephen Breyer, 78. They may not want to be doing this hard work. There may be many openings for President Trump.
Right. That's so important. You know, I think that if the only net effect of this election is that Donald Trump gets to replace Justice Scalia with another rock-ribbed Republican, no net change. Anthony Kennedy remains the swing voter at the court. But you're completely right. Ginsburg, 83, Anthony Kennedy, 80, Breyer, 78. Those are three of the five justices who voted in the big reproductive rights case last year, in the big affirmative action case last year. In other words, you are looking at almost, I think, completely, if one of them leaves, a new era, the end of Roe, the end of gun rights, or the beginning of new gun rights, the beginning of new bolstering of Citizens United. And these are, you know, as you say, Donald Trump overtly promised these things.
Yeah. That's Dahlia Lithwick. She covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Dahlia, thank you.
Thank you for having me.